Unit 6, Lessons 5 and 6.
Exercise 2B.
Speaker 1. Benjamin B. Katz, Professor of Physics.
Science is fun and exciting. The thrill of discovery is unique. You uncover the mysteries of nature, perform experiments, or carry out calculations to learn how the world works. I became a scientist in order to have the freedom to work on problems which interest me.
Speaker 2. William K. Huggard, Ph.D., Department of Cellular and Structural Biology.
I decided to become a scientist because I enjoy learning new things. And I wanted a career which always presented new opportunities for intellectual growth and development. I can safely say that I am presented with new challenges and learning experiences every day. My choice was also dictated by an unusually strong interest in the natural world and a desire to know as much as possible about how things work.
Speaker 3. Marilyn Stewart, Ph.D., Medicine.
The craving to understand the mysteries of the universe has been one of the most passionate desires of mine since I was a toddler. I can still recall lying in my bed, staring at the ceiling, and wondering why some people had crooked teeth while others didn't. The question how always echoed in my thoughts. At school, science and mathematics quickly became my favorite subjects. In my mind, they were the most logical and precise. The answers they provided were based on fact, not human intuition. As I matured, I grew to enjoy the systemic mechanics of the human body.
Speaker 4. James Whitmore, a college lecturer.
I meet a lot of young people who haven't thought much about a career as a scientist. Some of them think they're not smart enough. Some think science is boring. In other words, people believe a lot of myths, like you have to be a genius or a nerd to become a scientist. Nope. In general, people who become scientists aren't any more or less brilliant than people who become lawyers, nurses, company managers, journalists, or any other kind of professional. Scientists are just regular people who are curious about the world and life and how they work.
Speaker 5. Qian Chang, a student in the School of Oceanography.
I've chosen this career to be one of the few people in the world to know a lot about a particular thing. In fact, everything becomes more interesting when you learn more about it. And I like to use my mind. Doing science is like doing a puzzle. You never get bored. Isn't it a thrill being able to find out exciting new things throughout your life?
Speaker 6. Susan Ferretti, a graduate student in the physics department. I enjoy being able to pull all the things I see around me into one picture, finding connections and patterns between separate natural events. I feel that each day I expand my understanding of how nature works. Perhaps others would like to know about it too. Speaker 7. Victoria Castro, a chemistry student.
Why I do science? Because I just cannot stop asking questions. My mom says I started doing this at the age of 2. Here I get to learn something new every day and do fun things in the lab. That's what attracts me most, being allowed to be curious about whatever you want. And you never know where your research will lead you.
Speaker 8. Fred Beaufort, a student in the School of Oceanography.
Here in this school, we study a lot of the major problems in the world today, global warming, the hole in the ozone layer, and try to help work out solutions. I like to try to figure out ways to solve some of the problems, like problems related to ocean pollution. What do I like it for? For the opportunity to study important phenomena that may influence life on Earth and make important contributions to society.